This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 5th of November, 1953. The title of this lecture is Communication ARC Demonstration, Continued. This tape is 24 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
November 5th, second hour. Got it real good? Now get the amount of emotion in the room that flows at you. That doesn't flow at you. That does. What?
I sure still don't want the emotion flowing at me. It can flow at the body if it wants to, but not at me.
Oh. All right, get a pleasant emotion coming towards you. And then seeing who it is and running away.
Make the person run away? Okay.
Get the lack of emotion that flows to you.
Yeah.
The emotion which you flow, that you don't flow, that you flow, that you don't flow, that flows towards you, that doesn't flow toward you, that flows towards you, that doesn't flow towards you, that does.
It doesn't seem as if any flows toward me.
No?
No, I flow to the body.
Mm-hmm. Let's get some flowing toward you. Mock up some to flow toward you.
All right.
Now mock up some flowing the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And some that flows toward you.
Yeah.
That flows the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Now dump buckets of hate over yourself.
Yeah.
More buckets of hate over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
More buckets of hate.
Mm-hmm.
Get how much you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
More buckets of hate.
Yeah.
Decide to reform.
Mm-hmm.
More buckets of hate.
Yes.
More buckets of hate. Now get a bucket full of no hate.
Mm-hmm.
More no hate.
Mm-hmm.
More no hate. Mm-hmm. Now get love pouring all over you.
Well, all right.
What happened?
What do you know, feeling?
Okay, it arrived.
Arrived?
Mm-hmm. Let's get how unreal the room is.
Yeah.
How real it is.
Yeah.
Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal. Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Make it unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this room?
10 top floor, 726 Cooper Street.
God, is it in Pennsylvania?
No.
Is it in New York?
No.
Is it right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take a look at your body. Are you your body? Who else is not your body?
Nobody else.
You stick your body?
Mm-hmm.
You stick your body?
Uh-uh.
Burke Belknap your body?
No.
Lovejoy your body?
No.
Cone your body?
No.
Your body's your body?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's be 3 feet above it and take a look at it again.
Yeah.
How's your perception? Is that better than it was at the start of the session or otherwise?
I think I have more views.
More views. Okay. Let's narrow your attention down to a single beam.
Mm-hmm.
Spread it 380 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well.
Narrow it to a single beam.
Yeah.
Spread it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow it to a single beam. Spread it a bit.
Yeah.
Single beam.
Yeah.
Spread it again. To two beams.
I look back and front simultaneously. I look back and front simultaneously. Let me feel your feeling.
All right, let's spread the beams.
Mm-hmm.
Let's spread it into a 360 degree sphere. Now, as you're doing that, get how liable you are to be smoked by something.
Yeah.
All right. Just be careful so that you're not hitting any cannonballs.
God, I skidded off from doing the looking now. I got something marked up over there trying to look at 380 degrees.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, mark something else up over there.
All right.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one. Another one. Another one. Another one. Another one. Get how horrible it'd be if I found you.
Yes.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
No.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Blow them all up.
Mm.
Okay. Just narrow your view down to a single beam and object.
Yeah.
What is it?
All
right, now spread it out a bit to see a little more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just spread it on out and tell me what is the realest object in the room.
I think we're looking at the back of the building at the neck at the
moment. Okay, what's the most unreal thing in the room?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the stuff on the top shelf.
They're unreal? Mm-hmm. Just look them over.
Probably
the toy animals. Get how mean it is with Bell Map to attract your attention and focus it that way.
Attract my attention.
Well, get how much you deserve not to have any determinism over your own attention.
I do.
Well, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
In fact, I was going to look at the back of these necks and I did.
All right. Let's see you move yourself around. Now you're perfectly at liberty to move yourself around. Just move yourself into four or five places. Why don't you just kind of grab hold of the room and give it a push? Turn it around, more or less, into various angles so that you can see various angles. Instead of you moving, move the scenery.
Okay.
Do that easily?
Yeah, it's easier.
All right, let's just move the scenery around until you don't have to do that anymore.
Please. Oh, that's fine.
Pretty easy now?
Yeah, that's easier to do.
Okay. How do you feel? How do you look, pardon me?
My eyes.
Look with your eyes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you're moving the room around, mark up a couple of big eyes to look at it for you.
Yeah.
Get it all blurry through the eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sandpaper them off so they'll be smoother.
Yeah.
Okay, throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the room now. Let's be in several positions in the room, one after another.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's better.
Pretty good now.
Yeah, I think it's been going places.
Better now?
Yeah, I just look at a central viewpoint in the head turned on. I start orienting myself by it. It looks at me.
Oh, well, mock up eight bodies for anchor points.
Okay.
Blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Eight more bodies for anchor points.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Get eight bodies somebody else put up.
Mm-hmm.
Blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Eight more bodies.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Get other people putting up bodies for other people. Get them blowing them up.
Mm-hmm.
I get you putting up eight bodies for anchor points.
Yeah.
I have them all walk away.
Yes.
Blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that better now? Now put some other automatic anchor points around the body.
Yeah.
So that you can see the body from any angle.
Mm-hmm.
Now collect them all into one big anchor point and shove them in the skull. Okay, let's be in several positions in the room. So move yourself around easily.
Yeah, I'm just going round and round the head
a moment.
We'll see out.
Easy to do?
Back off again. Doing it. Watch the head and watch the toe. Very peculiar here.
Something real
peculiar?
Yeah. All right. Get you being observed.
Mm-hmm.
Something very peculiar, is it?
Mm-hmm.
How about just throwing up some anchor points and looking at them?
All right.
Now get them looking.
Yeah.
You see what they see?
Yeah, they see me.
Oh. Blow them up.
Yeah.
Throw up more anchor points.
Mm-hmm.
Get them looking at you.
Mm. Yeah.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Get some more anchor points and make them look outward. That easy?
That's better.
Okay. Why don't you use them to move around the room and look at things for you?
Well, I guess that's what I have been doing, actually. I'm going to lock up outside
viewpoint. All right, let's just get anchor points shooting all over the room.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean outside viewpoints?
Well, I mean, one doesn't seem to be me, but
that's right.
I don't feel that I'm there, but I feel that I'm seeing from there. I'm walking up to these.
Okay. Walk up a machine that'll do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now make it invisible.
Yeah.
Hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Now forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Now try to look at something. Machine work?
No, I'm in fact
similar
now, instead of using the machine.
Okay,
we'll
blow it up. Mark up another machine that'll look at things for you. Make it invisible.
Yeah.
Hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that better now?
Haven't tested it yet.
What are you getting now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Free up some, you know.
Good. By the way, a comment. You all right now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. End of session. As a comment on what I was doing there, actually, although there was randomity thrown in there by my auditing, it should be very clear what I was doing. It's merely locating with where she's not and getting her certain of it. And then I was using reality and unreality and then using emotion on the emotion band, one way or the other, to play up and rise with communication so as not to peg the other two down. We were working very positively and straight with ARC and nothing else. And the next thing I did, the last of the session, is all of these darn things are simply, they're simply... Once you get somebody a certain, more or less, of exteriorization, you then have to cope with, or should cope with, what they've set up in the past for andomity. It's not very serious, not very arduous, not hard to do. They've assigned all the emotion to the body, and the body itself is a machine which manufactures randomity for them. That's just the category of the body. Actually, the body's a third universe. And you can take almost anything a Thetan is doing, and he's setting up something to make something do it for him. The body is this very nice machine. The way you do that is you mark up the machine, you make it invisible, and so forth. If you can't make it invisible right away, why make parts of it invisible? If he can't make parts of it invisible easily, why have him just move it around a little while until he has better control of it? I want to tell you briefly, there's a considerable shock in an engram known as the assumption. This is where the Thetan is taking over the body. The Thetan is trying to control and command the body. Then he shifts around into the body. Then, as the body, he thinks he better control and command himself as a Thetan. You play both sides of this beingness with the motive in each case, control and command, and you'll resolve the assumption. Be the Thetan attacking the body and so forth. Now, one way of doing this is simply fill up the corners of the room with babies and bodies and nothingness and blow them up. Pretty clear to do this. Nearly all of your difficulty with a case stems immediately from a mechanical inaptitude. Totally mechanical. The Thetan can do all of these things. There is no reason why he can't do them. There's no significance for the fact that he can't put out flitter immediately. There's just no significance as such beyond the fact that he has rigged some automaticity which inhibits him from putting out flitter. Now, if you go on looking for the reason why he's hiding, you'll overlook the fact that he can immediately be turned on from not hiding. Just with careful, sympathetic, not too fast drill on this. Another thing is the problem of fixed attention. He has his attention one direction, getting to spread it around. It's very routine. You find these viewpoints, he finds these viewpoints around, he uses them to look with. Why? He has to know before he goes. It's easier to send a viewpoint over there. Why? Well, it's just easier to send a viewpoint over there, that's all. But he's just forgotten his own abilities because everything's been done for him. And it's something on the order, but can be done very rapidly, of having gotten somebody out of a sick bed, he's been in so long that he has to learn how to walk all over again. So actually all you have to know is what a Thetan can do, and then just drilling so you do it. By gradient scales. It's as easy as that once the one is exteriorized. And remember that there are two kinds of machines you're dealing with. One is the machine which the body has, automaticity, stimulus response on the body, and the other one is automaticity, which the Thetan himself is packing around. Now, whenever he shows up with a cued one, like all of a sudden anchor points appear for him. So, there's only one thing is happening there, automaticity. Only one thing he's done. He himself has set up the machine to do that. Do you have a locating machine? No. All you have to do is mark it up, make it visible, hide it, make it forget about it. Just tell him forget about it. And tell him blow it up. You've gone through the cycle of making such a machine a couple of times, he suddenly decides, hey, what do you know? Now, to really get him over these types of automaticity is having mock-up machines that do these various things, which really work. This is the basis of hypnotic suggestion. All hypnotic suggestion does is make the machine for the Thetan. See? That's all it does. And an hypnotic spell is as easy to blow up as that. All you do is get him to mock up an automaticity known as an hypnotic spell for himself and blow it up, and all the hypnotism will blow off the case. In view of the fact the biggest definition of what we're trying to do is trying to unhypnotize people, that gives you a big clue. All right, mark up a machine, not right here, mark up a machine that fixes your attention automatically on interesting things. Now make it invisible. Now hide it. Now forget about it. Now blow it up. That's the drill. If you did that one, it fixes your attention. All right, now you do this one. Now mock up a machine that will unfix your attention from anything unpleasant. That keeps you out of trouble. And takes your attention off anything unpleasant. Now make it visible. Hide it. Forget about it. Now blow it up. Those two are the basic drills on automaticity. You can have machines marked up in brackets, but that actually is necessary. A Thetan will only use a machine as long as he thinks he needs it. Now, if you have somebody too much trouble, I could have thrown this drill in there. I have to choose well stabilized. And that's simply mock up a machine now that delivers sexual sensation to him. Make it visible? Hide it? Forget about it? Blow it out. You just keep doing that over and over and over. After a while, yes, particularly if you show him that these machines, which he mocks up, actually operate. And he do. Now, you know the person who goes someplace every time he mentions it? He's just got a machine that does that. He thinks of a place that'll send him there. He thinks this is real cute. The person that gets pictures all the time. The PC was just auditing, was getting some pictures of the woman's in the room. We didn't bother with the machine. But actually, something that will give you pictures of things so you won't have to look at them. Something that makes pictures of places when you think of them, present them to you. Okay? Hide it. Make it invisible. Hide it. Forget about it. Blow it up. Now, if you have a lot of trouble with this, there's any kind of moment of an automaticity can be set up this way. All hypnotism does. Now, you can mock up a hypnotist that you carry with you all the time in order to give you suggestions so that you could see things that would make life interesting. And then make him invisible and blow him up. Half the time, somebody in the case will show up. And just like that, startle the preacher after that. Okay? Now, there's all you do to increase communication. But those three things go together. ARC. But a complete ARC is a complete identification. So we have to take the automaticity apart and get some randomity. We don't want an utter, complete identification. We want a differentiation. See? That's what we're working on. If you give a session without changing the theta perception level of your pre-clear, you weren't smart. That's all. It's not clever. And you must have done something wrong. Either you, using orienting straight wire, using this other tactics and practices which I've been giving you just in the last couple of days, you've got all these other interrelated factors, you get a perception change. Even though it's a very, very slight perception change, it can be very minute, but a theta perception change is what you're looking for. The first thing you look for to get a perception change is a location certainty. Until you get a location certainty, the person doesn't know where to look from and so can't have perception as a thing. That should be terribly elementary. Viewpoint of dimension, space, this is all we're talking about today, as we have been talking about this right along. Okay? Let's call it then.